The Power H Awards recognize Holland Public Schools staff for their contagious passion for education, along with creating opportunities for students to connect at school. In 2024, six finalists were named, one from each school building. At that time, I talked with the person who nominated each of those finalists for the award, including eighth grader Avery Lee. She talked about Holland Middle School art teacher Tracy Conley.
Well, every morning she always tells me I have a great day. But like, she's more involved in my life than more of my other teachers. She's always asking about like softball and likes to come to my games and stuff. And like, she does a lot for me, I guess, than other like teachers and her other students. And I just think she's a really good teacher and that, I don't know, and that she's caring and like cares about me like I'm her own child.
Jefferson teacher Lisa Breton talked about staff member and finalist Sarah Stark.
Of course we all want to bottle up Sarah and sell it if we could. If it were easy to do this job, everybody could do it. You could just take a new teacher and tell her you do this, this, and this, and they would do it, and then everything would run great. But that's not how it works in here. It's a natural thing with her. I think you're born a teacher. Even though she's, you know, we say she's not a teacher, she is. She's teaching these kids their behaviors and how to act towards one another and how to be nice. So first of all, she leads by example, and then she's always there to help. If you get out of my walkie-talkie, she's the first one to answer, I'll be right there. And then the first thing she does with a kid is she listens to the kid genuinely and intensely, and they know they're being heard, and sometimes that's all they need.
West Elementary parent Jeremiah Tate talked about the impact that ASD teacher Patty Ferguson is having on his family.
When Aiden started here, he was entirely nonverbal. And now he's developed to the point where you can have a full conversation with him. I know that she actually goes out of her way. She makes sure that everything's going well in the children's home lives as well. We talk to her almost every day. And I know she does the same thing for all the kids in her class. And she is just involved in their lives, just not in their schoolwork. Ms. Ferguson's help with Aiden and her teaching has really opened up a world of possibilities that I didn't believe were capable before. And she's really opened my eyes to what is possible.
Cynthia Marroquin is a kindergarten teacher at HLA. Former student Yadira Martinez Castillo talked about the impact that Mrs. Marroquin had on her life.
Being new to the country as an eighth grader, ninth grader in high school, it was very difficult to adjust to the changes, you know, and I think that Maestra Cynthia was someone that I really needed at that point. I did not like school here, and I think that she was able to explain to me and understand where I was coming from, and she was able to help me navigate that new education system and therefore influence, you know, the educator that I am now. I think that she believed in me, and I think a lot of people did as well. But having a female in the classroom, having someone who looked like me, definitely influenced who I am today. And I hope to continue to do that for other students as well.
Libby Martinez, a graduate from Holland High School in 2024, who's now studying to become a teacher at Hope College, says her time with Heights teacher Beth Byrne was influential.
I think Ms. Byrne showed me the most how to reach every kid. I remember she was always amazing at engaging with every single student and learning their story and learning their strengths and their weaknesses. And she was great at opening up her mind and opening up any like preconceptions she's had about that kid and really reaching them as an individual student. The seed she planted in me is gonna trickle out to all of my future students. She has had an impact not only on me, but again, all of my future students to come.
And instructional assistant Freda Martinez talked about the huge impact that Holland High School special education teacher Kayla Gearing is having on her students and the entire student body at the school.
Well, it's just because of her outstanding character, the way she's committed to these kids. She does an amazing job. She comes to work every single day and just loves what she does and loves these kids, and it just creates an environment that people just want to be around. The start of the Unified Sports has been huge for our kids. Their confidence level has boosted so much. And then outside of what we're doing inside the classroom, we are implementing the project-based learning. These kids are learning woodworking. They're learning how to keep a job, how to do things around the school. It is just amazing, and these kids are excelling at everything they're doing. The way Kayla's being an advocate for inclusion throughout the building, it's just creating an overall environment that everybody wants to be a part of here at Highland High.
Each of these finalists received a $1,000 prize, and Kayla Gearing, who ended up winning the award last year, won a $5,000 prize. That money donated by an anonymous community member and was also provided by the Holland Educational Foundation. We are now accepting nominations for the 2025 Power H Impact Awards. We invite you to go to our website. You can make a nomination for the Impact Award, the Support Staff of the Year, and even Alumni Awards for this year. You can make those nominations on our website at hollandpublicschools.org.